This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 606, Why Examiners Want to Read Renata's Essay.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
Today, you'll get amazing writing advice from our student, Renata, who really knows how to write a standout, interesting essay, even about hunting. Good afternoon, IELTS Energy listeners, or good morning, wherever you are in your life in the world. We get to talk to a super amazing student today who frankly has written one of the most amazing essays that I have had the pleasure of reading. So we're going to talk to Renata today about writing, but also where she is in her IELTS journey. Renata, can you introduce yourself, please?
Hi, Jessica. Hi, everyone. I'm Renata. I'm from Brazil. I'm hoping to take IELTS next month. And I need to achieve a very high grade in writing. So I'm very happy of being part of this podcast and have winning the Wizard Contest.
Yeah, that's so awesome. Now, why do you need such a high score in writing?
Well, I intend to apply for Canada immigration. So I have to have a band 9 scores. In Canada, standards, you know, it means that I have to have an 8 in listening and 7 in the other abilities.
Okay. And you've taken the test before, right?
Yes. I took the test in July 2017. Okay. And I got a little bit disappointed because I was missing half a point in writing. I got 6.5. So I was a little disappointed and I get no lazy to study. And so it's been a year since that.
I was going to say, it was like a year ago. So did you just sort of leave IELTS for a while and you thought, this is too depressing. I can't face this right now.
Yeah, it was exactly that. Because when I took the test, I had a really good feeling about it. My most difficult part for me was listening. And I felt that I did great in listening. So I thought that I would get the scores, you know.
Yeah.
And when I got the results and saw that half point missing, I was very, very, you know, frustrated.
Yeah.
And couldn't study, you know.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So then talk to us about how you started IELTS again. Like, did you find motivation somewhere or what got you going again?
Yeah, what got me going was that I decided I have to go soon because I'm 29 now and I can't take too long to move on with my plans, my life plans. So
okay.
I have to study.
And why do you want to move to Canada?
I always wanted to live abroad. I was thinking about maybe Germany was one of the options too, but Canada seems more easy, you know. They have this well-structured program for immigration and it's easier. So
okay. All right. That's fantastic. So you decided to get into Three Keys IELTS basically for the writing.
Yes.
Okay.
Writing.
So after going through the writing module, have you sort of found maybe why you missed out on that half band? Like maybe what were you doing before that you need to change for the next test? Have you found anything like that?
Sure, I found all the answers because I was doing everything wrong. Everything.
Oh, God, don't say that. Yo, Renata, come on. You weren't doing everything wrong. You got a 6.5. I mean, that's still awesome.
Yeah, that's because I guess my English is good. But, you know, I didn't knew the structure. I thought that I had to write 3 paragraphs of arguments, you know. And I thought that I had to debate and, you know, show every bit piece of my reasoning and show them that my ideas were right. So
yeah.
I was very verbose.
I love that word so much, verbose. You know, that's tough because it's like we want to prove to the examiner. We want to like show them how smart we are. Well, that doesn't sound great, but you know what I mean. We want to just like show them, look, I can think about all of this stuff. I have great ideas and strong opinions. And you know what? This other thing is also important. And then it becomes sort of stream of consciousness. And you have like one paragraph that's half a page or more.
Yeah.
And when
that was the case.
Yeah.
For sure.
I can see that. And when our paragraphs are that long, you guys, they're not going to be organized. You know, in order to have an organized paragraph of that length, it has to be like a research paper that has been through 5 drafts and is supported by like research. You know what I mean? We don't have time to rewrite and do second and third drafts. That's why going in, you guys, you have to have like the basic structure that you can overlay your ideas on to stay a little disciplined in how you approach the test and maybe not take writing so personally. You know what I mean? Not take it like, I'm gonna show you, examiner, what I got. Like, writing isn't about that. That's for speaking. You know, writing is the examiner needs to see that you can organize your ideas. I mean, that's really like the most important part of the score. Okay, so Renata, tell me about writing this winning essay. Why did you decide to enter the Writing Wizard contest last month?
Well, I decided to enter it because I really needed feedback on my writing. So I entered the contest and I also chose to pay for the feedback. So that was my main motivation, you know. I needed the feedback to know if I was doing right and I was in the right path.
Yeah, okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, guys, if you are a 3Keys student, remember that we post the Writing Wizard question the first week of every month, usually the first Thursday of every month. And this is like the easiest way to just sort of get in there and get some feedback from me. So, Renata, what did you learn from that feedback? What did you get from that? Hello, lovely listeners. If you want half of the writing work done for you on IELTS, you need the 3Keys system. All the templates, tricks, vocab, and structures you need are there. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS and you can get started today.
Well, a lot, I guess, main things were very small for me to figure out alone, you know, because I'm not a native speaker, so I do make mistakes that I it's hard for me to see. So when I saw the email mm-hmm. with the feedback, was really the little things that I couldn't see, you know.
Okay, all right. Like little vocabulary items or...
Yes.
Okay, awesome.
Sentence structures and stuff like that.
Yeah, I found this with my students that speak Portuguese is the commas and some of the punctuation can be difficult because you guys use commas like way more and a little bit differently than we do in English. And that can affect the sentence structure as well. So sometimes it's just getting one outside perspective, getting that personalized feedback. So exactly, you can see it yourself. Because it's hard to catch the things you don't know. Like, how are you going to catch
exactly.
this?
Yeah, you got it because punctuation is one of the things for me.
Yeah, totally. Okay, so Renata, One of the reasons why you won, I mean, there were many reasons, but a huge reason was your incredible vocabulary. Now, it's obvious you're a high-level student. How did you reach this level on your own? How are you able to use words like, oh my gosh, I'll just choose phrases at random because there's so many. Let's see. Habits are imprinted on us when we are young, and the resulting value formed, even if not shared by most, endures for life. Like, that is such a high-level sentence. It's incredible. So, Renata, tell me, how are, like, where are these words coming from?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I guess there are two things that helped me. One of the things is practicing English, of course. So I see movies and shows and everything in English for years now, you know. I started when I was a teenager.
Awesome.
So I'm very familiar with speaking in several scenarios, I can say that.
Okay.
And the other thing, I guess, is the similarity with Portuguese, because these words you mentioned, they exist in Portuguese as well.
Oh,
so,
fantastic.
Yeah, I would write it in Portuguese, and then I know the vocabulary that is the same for English, so I can use it too.
That's fantastic. That's a good tip, though, you guys. If you're from a first language, a romance language, there are an awful lot of similarities to some high-level words in English. There definitely are some linguistic friends, we could say. But do be careful of false friends as well, right? The words that sound the same but are actually completely different.
Sure.
So that's why it's always helpful to have access to a native speaker that you can ask. So if you're a 3Key student, you always have access to our IELTS team, right? You can post in our closed Facebook group and we can get back to you if you're doubtful of any vocab. Because we know that, like, Renata, you're in the stage where you could take some risks. You could throw some words out there and just get the feedback on them and see if they're correct or not. But on exam day, you can't take any risks, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Only use vocabulary that you're sure of. Okay, so let's talk about the writing process, because another reason you won was the strength of your ideas. So your support was so specific and clear and strong. So guys, let me tell you the question first before we continue. The question was, many are of the opinion that hunting is an outdated practice and should be banned. To what extent do you agree or disagree? And I was very pleased by the number of responses I got, because when I posted this, I thought, maybe people will want to write about this because they think they don't know anything about hunting, right? But I actually got so many amazing responses. So, Renata, where did you draw your ideas from to use in this essay?
This is a very interesting question, because I guess it's a very good tip I can give to students. I realized that we have to get parts of our life and, you know, put in the essay. They don't have to be 100% connected. Like the part I say about Tokyo, I had just came from Tokyo. I had the vacations there.
Oh, wow.
And I really was in this 3D game center.
Oh,
so
wow.
In the first thought, it doesn't have nothing to do with the team, you know, with the subject.
Right.
But I made it fit. No, this is a good example. So I will adapt it for the reasons I want here in this essay, you know.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic. And it was a great example. I mean, your essay really stood out. First of all, because of the vocab, but secondly, because these examples were unique. These examples
yeah.
were personal. Like, I could see your personality in these examples, you know? They were strong, because you weren't, the thing was, like, you weren't trying to give the examiner what she or he wanted, or give me what I wanted by saying, you know, like, throwing out a fake study or saying, like, many people think this. You, exactly, like you said, you chose examples that you drew from your own life. So I think our listeners might be wondering how we can connect a game in Tokyo to hunting. So let me read out this example, okay? So guys, Renata took the opinion that we don't need hunting, okay? So in her paragraph 3, She said, the thrill experienced by hunters can easily be found elsewhere. And then she gave this very specific, strong example of the 3D game center in Tokyo that allows people, this is a quote, to experience the fear of being chased by dinosaurs. With modern tools, pursuing and killing has become digital. Oh, it's so good. I read your essay more than a couple times because it was so good. Okay, Renata, is there any last writing advice that you could share with listeners out there? Because it really seems like, I mean, you know that that half band was what was holding you back and you are really tackling writing. And it's obvious to me from this conversation that you have taken the advice from the course, the strategies, the recommendations, and very much internalized them, like very much took this and you've made it yours with your expression. So do you have any last words of wisdom for our listeners about how to do this themselves? How could they also improve their writing to this level?
I do. Actually, I saw that if we know the structure, if we know the types of essays of IELTS, you feel like you have already done 50% of the work. And then you can concentrate only in vocabulary and sentence structures and not think too much about exactly what are you going to say in the essay. And the second advice I can give is check. No, check, check, check. Because in the first place, in the first time I took IELTS, I didn't have any time to check. I consumed all my time in writing and I couldn't see grammar mistakes that are very, very, on my face.
Sure.
And now I make sure I get this extra 5 minutes to check because I really, do a lot of grammar mistakes that I can correct myself. No, maybe an S missing and plural wrong and this kind of stuff.
Okay, that's fantastic. That really sums it up. That's the total sort of before after story of advice, right? You need to go into the test with the support. You need to have these templates to know where to lay your ideas on because there is enough work you have to do to improve your writing, the vocab, the grammar. You have to think of examples. There's so much you have to do. So if you already have half of the work done, that really frees you up to write the best essay that you can. And then checking, of course, guys, you have to proofread your essay. That could be the difference. That could be that half band difference, to be honest, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So guys, if you are ready to get these templates and the advice to get past IELTS this year, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And you also can be a 3 Keys student. Okay, Renata, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you, Jessica. It was very nice to meet you.
You as well. Enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
You too.
Okay, awesome. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.